Baghdad's fall means little for Christians. An African nation's troubles cost the church dearly, and a ministry grows as Ghana celebrates independence. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Tens of thousands of Iraqis took to the streets to remember the fourth anniversary of the fall of Baghdad. Militants have called on the Iraqi army and police to oust coalition forces from Iraq. This type of militant Islamic activity has created problems for Christians there. Glenn Penner with Voice of the Martyrs Canada says,
with the rise of militant Islam, which was kept somewhat under control by Saddam Hussein, Christians in Iraq now have come under fire far more. And, in fact, a good percentage of the Christian population now have actually emigrated and left the country.
Many believers are now in Jordan and Syria. Penner doesn't see an end to the exodus. He's concerned about the diminishing Christian witness. VOM Canada needs your financial support to help Christians not only in Iraq, but also outside the country.
They haven't gone to the promised land, let's put it this way, and they find that out. We also need to find ways of effectively ministering to them as well, as they find themselves in a situation of being refugees with nowhere else to go.
Meanwhile, although the peace accord is holding in southern Sudan, two decades of civil war has taken its toll. E3 Partners' Mike Congrove says there's now a dearth of leadership in the region. What they're finding is the church planning process takes longer because they have to mold and train a potential leader into a pastor. So what happened to the pastors?
Either the whole generation has been killed through the fighting, or they remain in refugee camps in Kenya, Ethiopia, or Uganda. They just haven't repatriated yet, or they have no plans to. So there's this complete lack of leaders that just physically aren't there.
Congrove believes their team is building the foundation of a new church body in Sudan.
The foundation you lay is so critical so that when it reproduces itself, it's healthy and strong. And the things that we're embedding now will be all scripture and positive and of God and not of man and flesh.
Pray for more laborers. Go to our website to find out how you can encourage this team or be a part of the outreach. You're listening to Mission Network News. The Makua are the largest ethnic group in northern Mozambique. For them, scriptures and audio would be a great evangelistic tool. Audio Scripture Ministries' Tom Dudenhofer says that's why the Nationals took ownership of a scripture recording project.
The whole process of them learning to identify the readers, to do the actual recording, to clean up the recording, to make it presentable so that it can be, in this case, transferred to audio cassettes and later on to digital players, is a real significant step for these believers.
Start to finish, it'll take 3 months for the Makua language to be ready for distribution through ASM. What's more, Dudenhofer says,
because the recording studio is located in a Bible college, the material is going to be able to be used immediately by the speakers of this language, because they'll be able to take some of our hand-wind tape players and copies of the scriptures that are being recorded immediately back to their people.
Next, while Ghana celebrates 50 years of independence, Bible League is thanking God for ministry growth. They reached a 5-year high in Bible study completions. More than 57,000 Bible studies were completed in 2006. Their Bible distribution, Bible study materials, and training has allowed more than 1,000 churches to be planted since 1986. Nearly 322,000 Bible studies have been completed overall, even among members of several unreached people groups. And For Haiti with Love is in the process of raising $2,000 to buy a new tool. It's a diesel truck that's more durable, doesn't flood out in high water, and more economical in Haiti. The agency's last utility truck couldn't survive the terrain and finally broke down for good. Mobility is important for the team as they have to move supplies from the headquarters to various ministry sites. For Haiti's evangelistic work is tied with their reputation for meeting the physical needs of the hurting. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. MNN's now offering monthly bulletin inserts featuring the latest mission news, including pictures, to help people in your church be doers of the word and not hearers only. Call our resource line at 1-800-995-4828 for more information. You can also see a sample and subscribe at missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.